All right, we're here in Mobile with at NFL Draft Scout, and that is Matt Miller. For those of you not following him on Twitter, you should for some great draft analysis. Matt, what has popped out at you so far this week?
Well, I think the biggest thing is Derek Carr, a quarterback, is really impressed. And that's what you would expect in an environment like this where there's not a whole lot of pass rush. You know, it's 7-on-7, and his arm strength has really been impressive. I think the defensive line has been great. And it's just, you know, this 110 kids, the depth of the senior class is pretty impressive overall.
And you mentioned defensive line play. What have you seen from some of those guys? I know we were watching some line drills, and I don't know where he projects in the next level, but Dee Ford from Auburn continues to get that first step off the edge.
Yeah, Dee Ford's great. And we were talking upstairs watching him. I'm not sure where he plays in the NFL because he's a little small. He's played left and right defensive end here. I think he's quick enough to stand up and play in space in a 3-4, but he's electric. You know, he makes plays. He's consistently into the backfield, that quick first step. There wasn't a tackle here who could keep up with him all week. And so, yeah, I mean, he's a nice player. You know, might be a late first, early second round pick at this point. He's got a chance to make himself a little more money at the combine. I think he's going to blow people away there. As quick as he is with the long arms, he's an exciting guy to watch.
All right, here's the real deal. Jets fans want to know about the skill position talent. Who has impressed you most at the wide receiver position throughout this week?
Well, I think Jordan Matthews from Vanderbilt is probably the best receiver here, and we knew that coming in. You know, he's a good kid. He's polished, you know. Josh Huff from Oregon, really impressed as well. You know, being a smaller guy, but he's explosive. He gets that separation, you know, at the top of his route. He's able to explode and get to the ball, and I think that's what you want to see from a smaller guy. You know, he's exciting coming out of Oregon. He can return kicks and punts. To play him in the slot. He has experience on the outside. So Huff and definitely Matthews have been two guys that stood out.
A couple fans have asked me about the tight end position. Where would you rank your top three?
Well, I think Eric Ebron is special. You know, it's a Vernon Davis type athlete. I mean, he's really exciting. He could be a top 15 pick when it's all said and done. Jason Morrow, you know, playing at Texas Tech, he plays out in space a lot. He's almost like a slot receiver at times, but he has that athletic ability to really separate himself. He could be a top 25 pick.
You would figure that the Jets are going to take a long look at the receivers. Who could be there around that 18th spot?
Well, 18th spot, you know, Marquise Lee from USC could be there. He had some drops this year that are a little concerning. He was beat up a little bit, but he should be there. The two kids out of LSU, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, could both be exciting targets, guys who go over the middle. Allen Robinson from Penn State, big guy, 6'3", can run away from defenses. So those would be the guys I would be looking at as potential targets for the Jets.
And what did you think about the play of Geno Smith in his rookie season, and how did you have him rated coming out?
You know, he was my number one rated quarterback last year. I thought he was probably, you know, a mid-first-round pick. It was up and down a bit this year, but that's to be expected. A young quarterback, a completely different system that the Jets have run from what he did at West Virginia. And, you know, you can tell by the Jets' targets this offseason, he didn't have a lot to work with. So I think he's the guy moving forward, though. You know, you invest a second-round pick, John Edzik, and you feel like that's his guy. So let's get him some help, go after one of those receivers in the first round, then, you know, look in other rounds, get another tight end, you know, get a good running back. You know, we saw Charles Sims here from West Virginia look great. You know, get a running back in the third round who you feel like you can build around, and then you've started to put together a really young nucleus on offense.
Lastly, did the play of Sheldon Richardson surprise you at all this year, the way he came out? And it was pretty much dominant. He looked like a veteran from day one.
You know, I'm a Missouri guy, so I've seen Sheldon Richardson dominate for a long time. And there were times in college where he looked like an outside linebacker playing defensive tackle. And he really did the same thing this year. So I wasn't surprised, but it was just fascinating to watch him dominate. Like I said, as a rookie, I mean, he was almost unstoppable. So there are good things coming for his career.
Well, there's good things from Matt Miller on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. He's going to get you ready for May. Thanks so much for your time.
You bet, guys. Anytime.